Are we gentlemen? Is that what we are?
Yes.
Okay. Just, you know, I know there are some men in my own chapter that I wouldn't necessarily give that title to, but I'm glad that all of us here are gentlemen and that we enjoy songs, songsters, and things like that. So yeah. Love the name, by the way. I'm what I would consider a jokester, and I like to add stir to a lot of things. So I already liked you guys right from the very beginning. So anyway, hey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Hopefully you guys are doing well. We'll talk a little bit about kind of your thoughts and feelings and things like of that nature, but I want to just go ahead and introduce myself right off the bat. My name is David Zimmerman. I'm one of the music judges that you had this week. And if you are there any first-timers here to barbershop contest
No.
or anything?
Yeah.
No?
No.
So we all probably know what a music judge kind of adjudicates. We're adjudicating the song and the arrangement as performed, blah, 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 blah. If you have any other questions about that, I'm sure there's plenty of people in here who can tell you, more about that. But talk to me, guys. Talk to me about your feelings on and off stage before, things like that. Talk to me about which songs we're keeping, which songs we're not. And just talk to me about general overall feelings so that we can kind of get things going on the right foot today. Yeah.
Keeping Broadway.
Okay.
Don't know about Make 'Em Laugh. It's
okay.
Been four, is this the fifth?
Yeah.
Fifth contest.
It's been years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, and as you can see, so it's been your fifth contest with it.
Yes.
And
it's
I know
totally
for
gone
me-
up until this one.
Really? So it has been moving up, and then this time with this particular panel, and I've kind of been telling a lot of guys, you know, every panel is different, of course.
Of course.
And you take everything that you receive with a grain of salt always, right? I always tell any group that I work with, you know, trust your instincts on certain things. You know, there are some things that I'm going to say today that you're going to be like, yeah, I totally agree with that. And there's going to be some things that you might not want to do, and that's okay. I'm just simply here to help in whatever way that I can. Hopefully I am helpful today. So that remains to be seen. We don't have 17 more minutes to figure that out, don't we? Okay, so yeah, I can tell you that Make 'Em Laugh was definitely a lower score for me by about 4 points. And one of the reasons I guess that would be is there's a lot of traps in this song, both vocally and just delivery-wise and expression-wise, that we kind of can get snared by, right? So words such as rage and times when the basses had the melody. I assume basses, and I assume, Steve, that there's a reason behind the brightness that the basses bring to that section. Is that correct? Because I can tell you again.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily? Okay, okay.
Some of them have a range problem, and
sure.
So some of them are incorrectly compensating for it by making it overly bright.
There we go. Because it was something that both Kyle and I talked about, and we wanted to investigate with you guys and talk to you guys about, because when the basses have the solo, basses as a section,
It changes the color of the
Yeah, the timbre of the song kind of changed. It was in a very, very bright placement. And one of the things that is, you know, being taught in the singing category and some certain things now is, you know, basses, we're kind of moving away from the
right
hootie kind of model. And we thought that maybe it was just being possibly just an overcompensation.
Yes,
but
I think so.
I think we can bring some of that tallness back into it, basses, and then that's going to keep me as a music judge, not as a singing judge, that's going to keep me as a music judge more involved with the continuity of the piece and the smoothness overall, because it's just going to match a little bit better. So that I can stay in the story with you guys and keep things going that way. I enjoyed, and I say this on purpose, I enjoyed the presentation of your piece. I thought that we felt like we were entertaining very well, and we were doing our bit as entertainers. So I'm specifically saying the word presentation, even though we have a performance category as opposed to a presentation category.
Right.
The presentation of it was very nice. But I think, again, some of the things that I said before, our wall of sound was compromised sometimes, and it got not just from, because we've been talking about the basses for a second, from all sections there were moments that kind of became a little bit shouty, I would say, right? So it was just a little bit too harsh too soon. So those were just some of my thoughts about Make 'Em Laugh and why it was where it was the way it was. Broadway, the very first thing that I wrote was nice sound. Our rhythm took a second to solidify, but it did eventually solidify at the beginning. Again, as a music judge, I'm concerned about rhythmic integrity and keeping kind of that toe tapping in and keeping that kind of dance-like feel all the way throughout. When we got to the loudest section of the song, the climax in the song, wherever it is, I couldn't tell you unless I heard it, and I'm sure that we'll work on it, where that was. Our vocal quality kind of compromised the tuning of that and the execution. Again, on my sheet, it comes down to the execution of the plan. And I feel like the plan was there. We all knew where the urgency and the delivery was going, but that was compromised in that execution. So, yeah, and I think we could just work on the tempo a little bit with that one. So can we sing, guys? It looks like yes. When I came in, you were ready to go, and you're singing. You got lots of guys here. Thank you again for being here. I know evaluations are not, I don't know. Like, I mean, of course you'd rather be out having a pizza and beer with a friend or something, I guess, right now. But they're very, very important.
You're here now.
Exactly. Our chorus is also very much like, evaluations are important to be at. Make sure you're at. So again, I just wanted to thank you guys for being here. So, you're probably keeping Broadway.
Yes.
So, you heard me say all those things about Make 'Em Laugh, but I say we work on Broadway with the time we have. Is that all right?
Okay.
You're the director. You're the chorus.
I'm not saying we're not keeping the other because we have done that. It was the higher score, and Broadway stayed the same from last contest.
Gotcha.
So we could fix it, or we got to decide if. Anyway, let's move
Absolutely.
On. It's been years. Right from the edge. Message. Mouth placement.
It's been years since I last played on old Broadway. Heard the cheers and the thunderous applause. Applause. But time has gone by now, I'm aged and gray. So pardon me if I
probably what? Nostalgia for the old.
We have a story
reflecting.
That we do with this.
Yeah.
Kind of wishful, a little sad, but
elderly man walking down the street, used to be a performer on Broadway. Somebody recognizes it and starts the conversation. Hey, aren't you? And this story comes out of it.
Yeah.
So
I'm feeling that from you. I want you to know that. So obviously I didn't know that exact.
Right.
I don't know, like, oh,
right.
You just ran into a guy.
Yeah.
We're really good.
Yeah.
Now, that would, wouldn't that be amazing? Like, I just feel like, was this what you were trying to convince me? But no, I'm getting that sense from the majority of the chorus. And the key word is the majority, not everyone, right? So one of the things that you can do on your own time, of course, is look at yourself in the mirror and see how, because you might be feeling a certain emotion, you might be really, really thinking about it, but it may not come across here, right? And it may not come across here vocally too. So I encourage not only chorus members to watch themselves while they're mimicking or saying the words or whatever, but like also in your singing, see if you can get some of those things to come out. Now, as far as the motion of everything we're doing, do you say applause twice?
Yes.
It's like applause.
Yes. If you
applause.
Repeat a word, you got to do something.
Well, yes, and it's not even that is absolutely true. But when you get to the applause the second time, it needs to be. Oh gosh, where was I going with this now? So yeah, no, I would say yes. It felt flat just at that one spot. That's all I can
the
say.
Second one.
Yeah, the second one was just flat. It doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to.
Well, the first
be louder.
Exciting.
It doesn't need
the
to
second
push
one
up.
Is.
Yeah.
Oh, you know. Yeah.
Yes.
They used to applaud for me.
Yes.
Yeah. So I that's one of the things that I didn't get in the performance.
Okay.
So make that more obvious to me, the judge, because, you know, I don't. You need to, you know, what is it they say? So the judges don't really know what's going on. You got
to
make things really obvious.
Does it have
for
to be softer?
Right?
No, you got to make it obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Body language, probably.
Yes.
The volume level was not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it went too far down.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes when we go too far down, we lose that support, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So
that was
yes.
probably evidence for the support.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
that's probably.
They have a tendency to give you softer by.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when you bring things down, right, you
mm-hmm.
don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
You can do all kinds of things with your body that keep
mm-hmm.
everything aligned and keep your posture. And I'm not talking about your singing posture necessarily, but I'm talking about the posture of what you're trying to convey, if that's making any sense.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could find
yeah,
a better way
emotional.
To say that. But yeah, emotional
yeah.
kind of body language posture,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So can we do that again?
Sure.
And can we hear that?
It's been years since I last played on old Broadway. Heard the cheers and the thunderous applause. Applause. But time has gone by now, I'm aged and gray. So
next part go into rhythm now?
Yes.
Eventually. Yes.
Eventually.
Yes.
Okay.
It's heading that way.
I just wanted to say, yeah, keep that in mind as you continue. And again, make it very, very clear where you want to go. I assume you're going to do things with your hands to help.
Yes. Yes.
So really focus on that. Okay? That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, won't you?
Oh, won't you give my regards to Broadway. Remember Mabel's Carol's way, and won't you tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old time throng.
Yeah.
So
forgive me for you, but thank you. When we get to 5 minutes, so you have a spot where we move right down and we move things down a little bit. I think we can make a little bit more of that, don't you?
Okay.
At the whisper.
Like,
yes.
Because we kind of got there.
And it went
kind of,
too fast.
Yeah, it was just a little bit too fast.
I
think you can make the audience wait a little bit more for that, right?
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Because they know the audience is very keen. They know what's coming, but sometimes you gotta make them wait for it, right?
Yeah.
And that makes it a little bit more effective.
Okay.
There's one more thing. Oh, I want you to be aware of your body language again this time, because some of the things that we're doing kinesthetically are encouraging a hard downbeat. Do you feel that? Especially as we get into the rhythmic section. It's kind of like, all right, we're in rhythm now, and I'm going to bear down, I'm going to make
yeah,
sure that this rhythm is right.
Things and
so
we would fix that.
Exactly. So yes,
yeah.
of course, yes, you want it to be obvious, but there is a middle ground to be had, isn't there? Right? You don't want to make it too punchy.
No.
But you also can't let it be wishy-washy and we don't know what it is.
We need to have a rhythm that's smooth.
Exactly. So I think that evaluating our personal body language might help. So moving on the downbeats, on like 1 and 3 things, making sure that there's lift there as opposed to da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. There's a big difference there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. I don't know the words. Forgive me. Give my regards.
Yeah. The part we all know.
Yeah. Start wherever you like.
Most of us anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, won't you? Here we go.
Oh, won't you give my regards to Broadway? Remember.
we had a couple of leads that got real bright and brassy.
Yes, right? And we have, and because we talked about making laugh earlier, sometimes that happens, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just something, again, awareness is key, right? You noticed it, so you're able to tell them, and then we can take ownership as a chorus and know, like, ah, there's a spot. And believe me, I'm a very bright tenor. I know, like, sometimes I have to be like, hey, guys in my quartet, like, am I too bright? And they're like, yeah. and so it's okay. It's okay to ask those questions and be like, you know, and kind of
it
stay.
Apparently wasn't a big problem.
It could have been if I had never asked or if they had never told me, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
We just had a trust thing in our quartet, and we're like, we want to be as good as we can be, and that means that we just got to take criticism from each other, and it's not a personal thing, it's just something.
We're actually ready to start doing something,
yeah.
In coaching individual things.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And that is kind of the next step, right? That individual accountability. We're mm-hmm. working on that in our chorus as well mm-hmm. to kind of keep things going. You would say kind of where we left off was the biggest moment in that entire phrase, right? Then
yes.
Run away. And then it kind of tapers a little bit. That's probably fine, but the breath, that's the biggest part.
Yes.
I think, again, and whether we agree or disagree, or I would say at the very least give this a try, we kind of, again, we're reaching that peak a little bit too fast, wouldn't you say? There's some spots that are just, all of a sudden, we're kind of at this loud volume, and we don't really have anywhere to go to make the biggest amount of shape and contrast. A lot of the things that we do are kind of sitting around just this medium loud to loud range, and I think that as a chorus, we can explore more of the softs, right? And more of, again, from a music perspective, it's not really softs, it's more of introspection, it's more of tenderness, right? Those types of things. It's the tone color that results in kind of a softer sound, right? So if we could do just that spot one more time and control the dynamic plan a little bit more, take ownership of that so that he doesn't have to do as much.
Run your time.
Never mind. You can do it in rehearsal, I suppose. Yes. Oh, I'm on my own time.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the last one. That's right, yes. So we can actually do it. And then we can be done. Thank you very much, Jake, for that wonderful realization. Okay. Is that okay, gentlemen?
Yeah.
You're saying like literally like one extra minute? Yeah. Let's do it.
Ooh. Remember where you're at, and you don't just stand there like a lump.
Before you even go on, can that even be more temper? Like, or tender. How I miss. Because it got to come in G.
Yeah, it was a little.
G. There's a little bit of
harsh.
G. G. How I miss. Right? Just a little bit. Just more. And then
Okay.
Right. Just, I don't know, silkiness, mm-hmm. velvetiness. Can there be more of that texture in what you're doing? Is that something we can experiment with? Just think about that as you go. That you might be interested in exploring a little bit more of in the future. And Yeah, it was my pleasure to be here. Thank you very much. If you need anything, again,
David
Zimmerman. You can find me on the Facebooks or the emails. Lots of things. I'm sorry? What quartet? Instant Classic is what the quartet I'm a part of?
Yep.
Yes, Instant Classic. Yes. Yep. Thank you, gentlemen.